You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Wrapping with Love. And now here is Dr. Meyer.
Advent is about wrapping. I'm told that Dr. Martin Luther once said that God gave us two eyes so that every now and then we would close one of our eyes and overlook the sin of another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says it this way, love covers a multitude of sins. Last December, Diane and I went to St. Louis to do some shopping. Actually, it was mainly window shopping. We went into one store and discovered a little ceramic figurine, only a couple inches tall and quite inexpensive. It was a little angel playing a cello. Because our youngest daughter plays the cello, we immediately decided to buy it. We took it to the clerk, and since this little figurine could so easily break, the clerk wrapped it up very carefully, for it was delicate, easily broken. Well, you're also very delicate. So am I. God has wrapped you and me with His great love because He knows how easily we can break. Oh, on the outside, you might look like you've got it all together. On the outside, you might look like a very crusty, independent sort of a person. You might be able to chew someone out and leave them quaking. You might be king of the hill in business. You may know how to go straight for the jugular. You might look pretty tough and unbreakable. But that's all on the outside. I suspect that on the inside, most of us are more fragile. We easily break. You're not invincible, and deep down you know it. You're not a cold, unfeeling machine. You're not a computer. You're a very sensitive mix of thoughts and feelings, many of which you can't control. Some of your attitudes and affections were inherited from your parents. You were just born that way. Some you've acquired on your own. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good, but put it all together and most of us are more delicate, more easily hurt than we let on. That's why God wraps you with His great love. He does that because He knows how you really are. In Isaiah chapter 42, the prophet says that the Lord will not break a bruised reed, and He will not extinguish a flickering flame. He's careful with you. Psalm 103 tells us that God understands that we're not supermen or superwomen. We so easily break. That psalm, the 103rd psalm, says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Did you ever get dumped on? Did you ever have a bad day or many bad days? Do you ever feel like you're at the end of your rope and you want to cry out to heaven, hey, God, I can't take it anymore. I'm only human. Well, God answers, I know. I know. God remembers how we are formed. He knows we are dust. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. There's the greatest breaker of life. Imagine how Diane and I would have felt at that little ceramic angel. It reminded us so much of our daughter. Think how we would have felt if it had dropped and been broken. Death does break us all. But before death comes, it's wearing us down. Oh, we call it aging, but it's really death coming. We are dust. But why? The wages of sin is death, says Romans 6:23. You and I are so fragile, so easily broken, so mortal, because we're sinners. Romans 5:12 says, sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin. So death also spread to all people, since all sinned. It's just like the rest of your life. Some of what you are was inherited, some you've done on your own. You inherited sin from your parents, and you've sinned on your own, and that's why death breaks us. But here again, God comes and wraps us with His love. He wraps you with His forgiving love in Jesus Christ. Now, Luther may have advised us to wink occasionally at one another's sins, but the Lord doesn't wink at your sins or mine. I know of some mothers who in years past would drag a foul-mouthed child into the bathroom and wash out their mouth with a bar of soap. It made the point, I seem to remember, but it didn't wash away the sin. It only got to the outside. The real problem is our sin on the inside. The Lord doesn't wink at sin, and the Lord doesn't do a superficial cleansing of sin. His love makes us clean right down into the heart, so that we can be loving with our lips and our lives. He wraps us up in forgiving love, so that we can enfold others with that same love. In the Old Testament, the people of God celebrated the Day of Atonement each year. One of the highlights of that Day of Atonement was when the priest would go to the Ark of the Covenant and sprinkle the blood of a sacrificed animal on the Ark to symbolize forgiveness. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ poured out his blood as a perfect sacrifice for sin, for your sin, for mine. For all that brings us trouble in this world, for all that brings death, for all that breaks us down, for all of it, the blood of Jesus, his Son, washes us clean from every sin. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. He wraps us in his forgiving love. I once received the following letter. Reverend Meyer, I didn't think I'd ever write to you, but something you said in your sermon a few Sundays ago was as if you spoke to me. You said that the Lord also forgives sins that you cannot do anything about. Well, that's what happened to me. There were times when I couldn't cope, and whatever happened then, I couldn't do anything about it because I was out of control. I'm sorry for whatever happened. I'm very thankful that we have a Lord and Savior who forgives us. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. The Lord knows how weak this listener is. He knows how easily we all break. He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. And so he wants to put out his arms and wrap you in his forgiving love. Going to church in Advent. Remember, I'm against the idea that all of December is Christmas. Going to church in Advent is his best way to wrap you and your dear ones in his love. People call it going to church or going to worship. Nothing wrong with those phrases, but some of us like to call worship a divine service. Service. You know, someone serves you. Sunday worship is a divine service because God serves you. He wraps you with his forgiving love in Jesus Christ. After a stressful week, after the battles of trying to be a tough guy in the world, after you're beaten down and want to cry out, "Hey God, I'm only human," after all of that, God comes each week in his divine service and says, "I know how it is with you. That's why in this hour I'll wrap you in my love." Through Bible readings, sermons, and songs in your local congregation, through the sacrament of holy baptism, and through the true body and blood of Christ in communion, through these means, God wraps you in his forgiving love. If you think that this is an encouragement for you to go to church this month, it is. Let's be honest, listeners. Gathering with your fellow Christians is so much more personal, so much warmer, so much more encouraging than a radio or TV ministry. I don't want to put myself out of business, but an hour in a church where Christ is preached as the gracious and only Savior of sinners, an hour in the fellowship of other fragile but forgiven sinners, that's better than a half hour snuggled up to an impersonal radio or TV. The Lord doesn't wink at sin, and the Lord doesn't do a superficial cleansing of sin. His means of grace make repentant sinners clean right down into the heart. And he does that so that we can be loving to others with our lips and our lives. He wraps us up in forgiving love so that we can enfold others with that same love. Remember, love covers a multitude of sins. This passage is not only in 1 Peter. It's also in Proverbs 10:12, where it reads like this: "Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers a multitude of sins." Hatred stirs up dissension. If you are not willing to wrap someone else in forgiving love, you'll have anger brooding within your chest. That anger will turn to resentment, Your resentment in turn becomes bitterness, and before you know it, you've become an unlovable person, the kind to be avoided. You become the kind of person that everyone else expects to blow up at any moment. Just like a boiler that has to explode when the pressure builds, you can't always keep it in. Sooner or later, your anger, your bitterness, your resentment is going to blow. And when it does, the people around you are going to be the recipients of your unloaded anger, and they're going to get angry at you. And it becomes a vicious cycle. Everyone feels broken. In these pressure-packed days, when the world is forcing its version of December upon us, we're all tempted to lose it, to blow up in front of those very people we should love the most. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers a multitude of sins. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear where His love is." So love says, let it go. Your angers, your hatreds, your hurts, let it go. And wrap one another in God's forgiving love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. If Christ so loved you and me, that He cleansed us by His blood, shouldn't we also love one another? Instead of exploding, shouldn't we overlook some faults? That doesn't mean that you ignore everything that is wrong. There's much open sin in our society today, and we should talk about it, but in an atmosphere of love. This doesn't mean you condone what someone does wrong. God has justified the sinner, but not the sin. Sin is our enemy, but you are not supposed to blow up and hurt the sinner. Love covers a multitude of sins. This doesn't mean that a person in authority shouldn't deal with wrong. God put people in authority, parents for example, to point out and to correct sin. That's the job of an authority. But having said that, God has not appointed any of us to be vigilantes, hunting out and exposing every sin. Love covers a multitude of sins. There are some times when you just close an eye and let it go and wrap that person in your love. Advent is about wrapping. When you wrap presents this week, think about the people you love. Think also about the people whom you have trouble loving. And think then about God's love which has wrapped you in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Love should cover a multitude of sins, especially in December. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.